Pledge an invocation, please.
Mr. Waddell.
Here.
Mr. Johnstone.
Here.
Mr. Shealy.
Here.
Ms. Dvorich.
Here.
Mr. Julian.
Here.
Mr. Lastic.
Here.
Mr. Salito. And Mr. Marino.
Moved by Waddell, seconded by Julian, to accept and place on file. All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next order of business, reports and communications to council.
I have none.
The next order of business, public remarks on agenda items. Come on, George.
Just, is that from the city, or is that the residents within the city?
The city.
City?
That's, yeah. It's okay. Authorizing the auditor to claim on our behalf.
And then the TIF. Is that for Autobellies? You don't have to pay that income tax, that real estate tax?
Yeah, it's for the GE property, yes. It's not, the tax gets paid, it gets rediverted.
Thank you. Anyone else on agenda items? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, the next order of business is this evening's legislation. Oh, do we have any committee reports?
I have the utility committee meeting at September 11th.
Moved by Julian to accept the committee meeting minutes, seconded by Julie. All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next order of business is tonight's legislation.
For draft number 13625 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance adopting the updated public records request policy for the city and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
By Julian, seconded by Lastic for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell.
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone.
Yes.
Mr. Shealy.
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
By Julian, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Draft 136-25 is adopted after third reading. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Amended draft number 138-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance implementing sections 3735.65 through 3735.70 of the Ohio Revised Code, establishing and describing the boundaries of the Niles Community Reinvestment Area in the City of Niles, designating a housing officer to administer the program, creating a Community Reinvestment Housing Council, repealing ordinance 04-06 and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Second.
By Johnson, seconded by Dvorich for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? 6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion for adoption.
By Johnson, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Draft 138-25 has received its third reading.
Draft number 139-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance to create a TIF area pursuant to sections 5709.40B of the Ohio Revised Code, declare improvements to certain parcels of real property located in the TIF area to be a public purpose and exempt from real property taxation, require the owners of those parcels to make service payments in lieu of taxes, establish a municipal public improvement tax increment equivalent fund for the deposit of those service payments, specify the public infrastructure improvements to be made within the TIF area that directly benefit those parcels, approving and authorizing the execution of a tax increment financing agreement, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by DeForest for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Six yeas, zero nays.
Motion for adoption?
Second.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Shealy for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
139-25 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the drafts for second reading?
Draft number 140-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance creating Niles Codified Ordinance 1159 et sec, titled Small Box Discount Stores, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Julian for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Draft 142-25 has received its second reading. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 143-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance creating Niles Codified Ordinance 1160 et sec, titled Self-Service Storage Facility Establishments in the City of Niles, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Second.
By Johnstone, seconded by Waddell for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Six yeas, zero nays.
Draft 143-25 has received a second reading. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 144-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance amending Niles Codified Ordinance 351.16 and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Second.
Shealy, seconded by DeVorich for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Six yeas, zero nays.
Draft 144-25 has received its second reading. Would the clerk please present the consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings as an emergency. Draft number 148-25, a resolution authorizing the City of Niles to partner with and have Beneficial Electrification League via American Municipal Power to submit an application on behalf of the city to the Appalachian Regional Commission Partnerships for Opportunity and Workforce and Economic Revitalization Initiative Grant Program via the State of Ohio Department of Development via congressionally appropriated federal funds for funding for the federal fiscal year 2025 for funding to build electrical capacity for BRT Extrusion, Inc. expansion and declaring an emergency. Draft number 149-25, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers and declaring an emergency. Draft number 150-25, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request for C&K Industrial Services, Inc. for additional replacement of storm pipes and declaring an emergency. Draft number 151-25, a resolution authorizing the auditor to act on behalf of the City of Niles and its agencies to submit a claim and collect unclaimed funds from the State of Ohio and declaring an emergency.
Motion. Pleasure.
Motion to suspend.
By Joanne, is there a second? Seconded by Shealy. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastick? Six yeas, zero nays.
Motion to adopt.
By Joanne, seconded by Lastick for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastick? Six yeas, zero nays.
Your consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of your rules. That concludes tonight's legislation. Next order of business is miscellaneous remarks from the public. Would anyone like to address council this evening? You need to hold the button and state your name.
My name is Lois Nickel. I live in Howland Township at 3327 Curtis Avenue, Southeast, Warren, Ohio. And I am here to tell you I won't have a smart meter on my house. Last 2 weeks ago, you said that you would counsel and find out if I could get an opt-out option. I don't see why the few percentage of people that don't want smart meters can't take pictures of their meter and send them in to you or something. There's got to be some way to stop the radiation from going through my house.
Yes, ma'am. So I had my committee meeting last Thursday, and after we had a collective discussion between the facts that over 90% of the new meters have been installed, the meters are certified by the FCC, they're compliant with the EPA, the FDA. It's just really not practical for us to put this opt-in option now after we've already installed 90% of the meters. On top of that, you have one of the older meter models that are, like, imagine, like 30 to 40 years old. But I understand, but at some point, inevitably, it's not going to. And when they go... Okay, I understand, but, like, because of that, we're not going to be able to... replace it with that meter model that you have. So the only option would be that you would get the wireless Neptune model at that point. It, like I said, that's what the we have from the...
Ma'am, that's not... Nobody's threatened you here. No one has threatened you here.
I just gave you here. Facts.
Not one person has.
You're also speaking to me through a wireless speaker right now.
The World Health Organization also says they're cancer-causing. I have a letter from my doctor saying that I should not have a smart meter on my house. There's no reason I can't send you my... Or what's it going to cost to have someone walk 100 feet up and read my meter and come back? You're doing this for cost saving, to save money. It's not going to cost that much. I'll take a picture of it. You show me how to do it, I'll take a picture of it, and I'll bring it down here every month.
But again, once yours inevitably goes out and it needs replaced...
All right, when that goes out, then we'll discuss it.
That's the conversations we had during our committee meeting, all I can tell you.
Thank you.
I will not
have a court meeting on my house. Thank you. Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, next order of business is an executive session.
Under 121.22(g)(3) to talk about pending litigation.
Making the motion. Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Waddell. To adjourn to executive session under the provisions outlined by the law director. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastick?
Let the record reflect council's adjourned in executive session at 6:14 p.m. Let the record reflect that council has reconvened at 6:19 p.m. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Miscellaneous remarks. The chair has none. Mayor?
I have none. Thanks.
Mr. Auditor?
Thanks.
Mr. Law Director?
No comment.
Mr. Safety Director? Mr. Waddell? Mr. Julian?
No comment. It's Mrs. Julian.
Mr. Johnstone, excuse me.
I just want to remind everyone of our next CIC Thursday, September 25th at 4.
Shook up, see. Mr. Shealy?
Comment.
Mr. Dvorich?
No comment.
Mr. Julian?
No comment.
Blastig? Motion adjourned by Mr. Waddell, seconded by Mr. Shealy. All in favor, signify by aye. Meeting's adjourned.